Hello and welcome to today's podcast episode. I'm your host Mary and you're listening to the Positivity Podcast. So today's episode will be all about how to bring some main character energy into your life and just how to romanticize your life in general. So let's get right into it. I think the main character is all about a mentality. I think that word actually came up on TikTok, but I just love the thought of just feeling like the main character, you know what I mean? For me, it's all about confidence and just having this mentality of you being the center, because that's the way it is. Like, without being too full of yourself, you're just the center of your life. That's just how it is. So let's bring some of that main character energy in our lives today. So I came up with a few things we can try to include and some things we can just do to bring some fun and some main character energy in our lives. So let's get started. The first thing I came up with, and I also actually want to try, is to create a main character playlist on Spotify. So we all have our playlists, right? Just songs we're listening to because we enjoy listening to our favorite songs, right? But let's just create a playlist that suits our character. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, just define your character. Are you a dramatic person? Are you a funny person? What's your character like? And just try to find some songs to underline the mood of your character. I think that would be really fun. We could also try to come up with a few playlists. Maybe a playlist for when you're in a sad mood or when you're in a angry mood, or I don't know. You can play with that. Let's just try that. Or not. However you want to. Let's get to the next point. So that actually relates to that, but feel the boring transition scenes in your life. You know, those moments when you're just like riding a train or riding in your car or walking to the grocery store. Those boring transitioning scenes, they're usually skipped in movies. But fill them up with your main character playlist, okay? So just romanticize those walks and feel like you're in those cool transitioning scenes, okay? Because we want to romanticize our lives this summer or in general. So that brings me to the next point. Look cute, because main characters in movies, they're always so cute. Even though, like, even when they're in their pajamas and they're not wearing makeup, they always look cute. I know it's not the reality. We never look cute all the time. Nobody does. Nobody looks cute all the time. We're not actually in a movie, but just try to pick two, okay? I heard that actually on another podcast, but either do your hair, your makeup, or put on a cute outfit. Pick two of those three. It's always possible to wake up a bit earlier to do your hair, your makeup, or choose a very cute outfit that just fits your character, okay? And also, overdress, okay? No matter where you're going, you're the main character, so just dress fancy. It doesn't matter if you're like only going to the grocery store or the cinema or on a lunch date or a brunch date with your friends. Just dress up. Wear that fancy dress you're never wearing, or a cute skirt or whatever it is. Put on a lot of makeup or try a fancy hairstyle. I don't know. Just overdress, okay? That's what main characters are doing. So just try it. Just try it. If you're not feeling comfortable, of course, just don't do it. But we're trying to be confident. Comfortable. Of course, we're always trying to be comfortable. But we're also trying to be confident this summer, okay? So romanticize your routines. I am a huge fan of routines in general. Morning routines, evening routines. But also, yeah, just those little coffee breaks. Just things you're trying to include in your daily life, just to, yeah, romanticize it, right? So try to romanticize your morning routine. Choose some really nice products. They don't have to be super expensive. I'm not a big expert on skincare, to be honest, but I have my few little products. They're not super expensive. It works for me. Maybe you have a bit more complex skin. It depends, but just, yeah, set up your little morning routine and romanticize it. When you're doing your morning coffee, have a cute little setup, choose a little cute little mug and look outside the window or journal while you're drinking your morning coffee or morning matcha or whatever it is you're having. Just romanticize your life. You're the main character, so act like it. Okay? So, as I already said, I'm a huge fan of routines. We should definitely include those more. Also, habits. Having your fitness routine and everything. I think it's just a really important thing to have just to stay on track. You know what I mean? Okay, but that's another topic. I'm drifting away. But okay, so let's come to the next point of what we're doing as main characters. It's to read in public and dance or sing at home, okay? Because that's what they're doing in movies, right? So take your favorite book whenever you're going outside. Now it's summertime, so we want to spend a lot of time outside. So just grab your favorite book and sit in a cute coffee shop and just read whenever you're outside. Stop scrolling so much on your phone. Just listen to your favorite podcast or read a cute book. It's that main character energy, isn't it? So also, the dancing and singing part, I feel like that just brings you in a good mood, doesn't it? When you're at home and you're just, I don't know, I think I do both, but some people are maybe not too much into singing. I don't have a good voice and I also can't move, but I'm still doing it because, I mean, nobody sees it when I'm at home, so it's fine. And it just boosts your mood so much. So yeah, just try to actually include that into your daily routine, okay? Just like force yourself to have your little dancing session or singing, like a little karaoke session. Yeah, I think that really does boost our moods, and we should actively include this more in our daily routines. So yeah, the next thing would be to remember that no one cares. I actually talked about that in my last episode. If you haven't already listened to it, feel free to do it after this episode right here. And yeah, so don't be embarrassed if you're doing stuff your character would do, you know what I mean? Just don't be embarrassed. Don't care what other people are thinking about you. It's your movie, it's your life, you're the main character, so just do whatever it is you want to do and stop caring so much about what other people might be thinking about you, because it doesn't matter in the end. It really doesn't. We're not as important as we think we are. Our lives are not as much in the focus as we think they are. People actually don't really recognize you as much as you think they do. So just don't care. Just put on your I feel like I use the term main character too much in this episode. I mean, it is about main character energy, but I feel like a broken record. But anyways, so remember, main characters have their down faces too. So there are always going to be bad days. There are always going to be episodes in your life that are not as fun and as positive and as picture worthy as they sometimes might be. But that's normal. That's good storytelling. So embrace the negative times as well and trust the process. Everything's going to work out in the end if you keep up that positive mindset. Life isn't always fun and life isn't always great. There are always certain circumstances that we just cannot control, and it's okay. It's part of your story and it's part of your movie, so just embrace the bad times too. And you're also allowed to be sad when something bad happens in your life, but yeah, just try to remember better times are coming, and main characters have bad phases in their lives too, so it's okay. The next thing, that's really one of my favorites, and I haven't done it yet, but I really want to. It's also something you can do on a weekend off or a day off, and it's to make a vision board about how you want your story to look like. Rather that be on Pinterest, or if you're actually printing out stuff or cutting out stuff from magazines or whatever, make a vision board about your story and how you want your story to develop. And I think that will be really fun, and it would also be just a creative little thing you can do maybe outside with a friend. Take a blanket and just lay in the park and work on your little vision boards, because it also brings some main character energy in your life, because you're actually a character in that story board. Okay, so the next and last thing is to make a list of your main character activities. I think that's also quite fun. You can just like those bucket lists, you know? I was so into them when I was younger, but I don't know. Maybe we still have those in our heads when we're saying like, yeah, let's do this sometime, and or I really want to do this more of this summer, but this was really weird sentence, but whatever. We're being real here, okay? So make a list of your activities. May that be a road trip with some friends, or a makeover shopping tour where you take yourself shopping for a new outfit that fits your character you chose for yourself. It sounds like we're in a video game, but you know what, maybe we are, so let's just create our own character, build on our own character. And yeah, what that also could include is a coffee date with a book for yourself. It doesn't have to be an expensive or really fancy thing. Like just come up with a few activities that suit your character. Your main character energy. And yeah, you could also have an aesthetic picture worthy picnic date with your friends, or whatever it is. Be creative. And yeah, I hope that sets your main character energy up for this summer, and it helps you to romanticize your life a little bit more. And I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and bring in some confidence in your life, okay? We're living this summer in a positive mood, in a positive mindset. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. I hope you're motivated now to try some of those things I mentioned. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to give my podcast a 5-star rating on Spotify if you enjoyed listening. That would really help me grow this podcast. And yeah, thank you so much, and see you next week. Bye, guys.